This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1949. 10 Ways to Meet Minimum Spending Requirements for Credit Card Bonuses by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. For now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. 10 Ways to Meet Minimum Spending Requirements for Credit Card Bonuses by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. So, you applied for that new credit card with the huge upfront spending bonus. Now you're left wondering, how the heck am I going to spend thousands of dollars in the next few months? You might not have even made it that far. You may look at those upfront spending requirements, such as spend $5,000 in 3 months and receive 50,000 bonus points, and never apply, thinking you'd never spend that amount of money. That may very well be the case, but before you completely write off the idea, take a look at these not-so-obvious ways you can fulfill the minimum spending requirements for your next credit card bonus. As with any credit card post, I like to make sure I'm speaking to the right people. Don't try this if you have existing credit card debt or have a problem paying off your entire balance in full each month. Also, if you're hawking your credit score because you're applying for a mortgage soon, don't attempt this. Finally, make sure you do 3 things. Number 1, read the user agreements with your credit cards to make sure these payments will be accepted as regular transactions and not cash advances. Number 2, don't overdo it. For instance, don't spend the entire requirement on one gift card purchase. Spread out your spending and take your time. And number 3, make sure you understand the user agreements and associated fees with each of these payment methods. Fees can negate points earned. All right, enough delay. Here are 10 ways to meet minimum spending requirements for those credit card bonuses. Number 1, wait until you have major purchases. I recently had to replace our 10-year-old kitchen appliances. This was a costly endeavor. It also coincided perfectly with a credit card app party that I had recently completed, and I was able to meet several thousand dollars of the spending requirements using this home improvement project. If you know of a major expense you have coming up, use that opportunity to complete a credit card bonus offer. Major expense ideas include weddings, vacations, home improvement projects, and Christmas. Make sure you don't let the tail wag the dog here. Only spend what you intend on spending. Don't let the fact that you're meeting a spending requirement influence how much you spend. Number 2, purchase gift cards. Visit your local grocery store or pharmacy and shop the racks of gift cards. If you spot retailers where you regularly make purchases, consider bulking up on gift cards. Most people make a consistent amount of grocery purchases each month, so grocery store gift cards are a safe bet here. Number 3, annual insurance premiums. You don't have to pay your auto, home, or life insurance monthly. You can make an annual payment instead, and odds are your insurer will allow you to make the payment using a credit card. Number 4, mortgage and rent. Your lender and landlord likely won't take payment using a credit card. However, you've got a couple of options to use a credit card here. You can check out the third-party providers like WilliamPaid.com and RentShare.com to make rent payments online. For paying your mortgage with a credit card, a new method has emerged. You can purchase vanilla reload cards at CVS Pharmacy with your credit card. Then use the money on the vanilla reload card to fund an American Express Bluebird account. Then you can simply write a check from your Bluebird bank account to pay your mortgage. The same could be done with any expenses. Number 5, exchange money using Amazon Payments. Amazon has an online payment service called Amazon Payments. You may have used it already if you funded something on Kickstarter.com, for instance. You can use the service to pay someone with a credit card. That person, such as your spouse, just needs to also have an Amazon Payments account. Apparently, no fees are incurred if you select the goods and services method. Number 6, fund a peer-to-peer loan. A peer-to-peer lending service like Prosper allows you to fund your investment using a credit card. Apparently, if you keep your investment for long enough and connect a bank account, you can extract the money at a later time to the bank account. Number 7, local, state, and federal taxes. If you're like me and pay your property taxes annually, you likely have a pretty hefty payment to make at the end of the year. Use a service like officialpayments.com to pay with a credit card. If you want to pay your state and federal income taxes using a credit card, check the IRS website or your state's website for more information. Number 8, charitable donations. Charities, even churches, don't mind taking payment by credit card. If you do a lot of charitable giving, consider using your credit card to make the contribution. Number 9, all retail expenses. Bring your credit card with you everywhere. Get a second for your spouse. Make sure you use it everywhere and every chance you get. Use it at all restaurants, shopping outlets, convenience stores, your dry cleaners, the car wash, grocery stores, salons, and every other place you spend money while out and about. And number 10, all other bills. Finally, use your credit card to make all of your bill payments. Things like cable TV, internet service, cell phone service, and many utilities can be easily paid with a credit card. Consider making advance payments. They'll just apply a credit to your account. If bills can't be paid with a credit card, consider the Bluebird method previously mentioned. You just listened to the post titled 10 Ways to Meet Minimum Spending Requirements for Credit Card Bonuses by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I thought these were some pretty good ideas on how to meet a signing bonus. I'll be tucking this article in my back pocket should the need arise. I had one card years ago where I didn't meet the spending requirement by $50 due to my own oversight, and ever since then, I only open up new cards when I have a big purchase looming, and I'm sure I'll hit the spending requirement quickly. The world of optimizing credit card points is pretty fascinating. I know people who have tons of labeled cards in their wallet, where they use one for gas and a different one for groceries. They spend a lot of time and energy figuring out the best way to optimize, where to transfer the points for the most value, etc., etc. It also has the flavor of extreme couponing. Sure, they're saving a ton of money, but I suspect the thrill of the game is more satisfying for them. While I adore credit card points, I'm nowhere close to optimizing at that level, and I still get tons of benefits. I personally don't feel the points I earn on day-to-day expenses are worth the trouble because my day-to-day spending is super low. So I've always focused on cards with signing bonuses as discussed in this article. Now keep in mind that I only started having fun with credit cards in this way after I got completely out of debt and overcame any temptation to overspend. This only works out favorably for me because I'm 100% committed to never carrying a credit card balance again. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.